Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up on Friday. That would be tomorrow. Tomorrow is our weekly holiday. Just a quick reminder that Friday's within reaching distance. We're almost there. Well, it is right now it is, but soon it won't be. Tomorrow evening, 6 to 8 at the Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, our own Brynn is going to go down there. He's hosting an event at the Century Theater. It's called Spaced?
Or Spaces.
Spaces, okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a virtual reality experience
the
that people can
kind.
Go try out.
Mm-hmm, in the Bay Area at Century Theater's Oak Ridge Mall.
All right. Tomorrow, 6 to 8.
Come check me out. Kick me in the face.
Hugs, Jose. Everything.
And there's a Instagram post about it.
There's tons of them.
Yeah, and all the details are at RadioAlice.com.
Your text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things before we get to the movies reviews.
Because that is happening.
415 says, there is a great life mantra. It quotes, it all works out in the end. If it hasn't worked out, it's not the end yet.
Ah.
Hmm. When you think back on all your decision making, it's really true. Love your show.
Yeah, and eventually, you know, we all croak anyway, so... cares.
Right.
Just try to have a good time.
I have my bingo table. All my bingo friends know it's my table. Don't sit at my table without my permission.
Yeah. Or it's going to be old lady throwdown.
A lot of people knew Hooman was talking about heart. All I want to do is make love to you.
Thank you.
408 says, that's a good song, Hooman.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I have heard that song. I am wondering if it's on that comeback record or something.
Probably is.
Awful.
I know
awful.
That.
Yeah, I definitely have heard that song.
It's my horrid. Girlfriend Darcy loves heart and listened to them nonstop when we were in high school, when we were high school sweethearts.
Hmm.
And I couldn't help but physically throw up every time.
Yeah, old
awful.
Heart though is good. I mean, you have to admit, like the stuff
new
from the
heart
70s,
ruined me for old heart.
Yeah,
couldn't listen to any of them.
It's too bad.
Yucky.
Even it out. And Little Queen. Oh man, those are great songs.
Why are you 10, Vinny? I cracked up when you wiped your nose all the way down your sleeve after sneezing. I don't know.
Oh, you got to get the boogers out.
Right.
You know, you can always ask me for my hanky.
That's what a long sleeve shirt is for, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
415 says, I don't know if it's a color combination or actual improvement, but Vinny looks so virile and hunky today.
Oh, virile and hunky.
Hunky.
Huh.
Well, Vinny.
Well, I am trying to get my act together before I marry. Which
are
is
you
the
really?
Opposite of the,
well, a lot of people do that, you know. Try to put it together so they look not puffy in their photos.
Frankly, I'm trying to get my act together in general. Mm. But
now you have a real factor to motivate you.
I have to.
It's like, that's why I like to throw a party every year, because I got to get my house together, you know. That's, you know, it's a motivator.
In fact, the photos that she used on that little send-out thing.
Yeah, one of them, your head's not even in it.
The photo shoot was right after the baby was born, and she was like, we have to do a photo shoot now that, you know, the baby's
now
here. And
I'm like, she hates those pictures, doesn't she?
I'm the fattest I've ever been. I don't want to
take
those
pictures. It's not
about you, Ben. Well, listen, it was about me. She wanted me to be there, and I'm telling her, I'm too fat for these photos.
There's one picture in there where it's the four of you, and Vinny's like got his head back laughing. The whole head's up out of the frame.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you know who looks great in that picture? Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why that one got used.
This is our kids at breakfast with the characters at Alani. Vinny will love it.
Oh,
yeah,
is it a
breakfast
little picture?
With the characters is fantastic.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Hey guys, I love it when Home and wants to talk superheroes and Sarah just humors him. Great stuff.
Some days I humor him, and some days, you know, I always do those stories for him though, because I know he cares deeply about it.
It's so sad how Liam just tried to be genuine and honest about something, and he gets blasted for it. Everyone has had raw emotion like that when someone they love gets hurt.
Well, sure.
Including black men and white men. This is so ridiculous for so much honesty. Listen, I want to help you here.
Okay. Uh-oh.
That story may have been fine in a bar in Ireland at 2 in the morning after drinks. That story during a major interview.
Promoting a major film.
It was the wrong thing to do.
In a time when racial tensions are high. And just even the way he asked, like he asked. I don't even want to say the quotes. I can't even do it.
Well, it's, you know, because he's told the story. He doesn't even follow the thought process through. He's edited it down to the main points, and he's hurt himself dramatic. Like, seriously, this film's going to be hurt by that interview.
Also, Hooman says it stinks. So.
Yeah, that's the other reason.
That's the other reason it'll be. Oh, it's time. Nice segue, Vinny. That was good. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Oh, swow.
Bala, bala.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Moolah, moolah.
It's money.
Coming to ya.
All right, everyone. So listen, I'm going to do a quick review of Cold Pursuit, and then we'll get a quick thought from Marcus, and then we'll get into Arctic. So Cold Pursuit stars Liam Neeson, Laura Dern, and Emmy Rossum. So in this film, Liam is a snowplow driver in Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he have a Scottish accent?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, but his accent always comes through a little bit. I think he's Irish.
But what he is. He's a snowplow driver. And
and all of a sudden, like, his son, who we know absolutely nothing about, gets murdered, like, in the first 2 minutes of the film. Then Liam Neeson, the snowplow driver, goes after the mob in Colorado and suddenly becomes a badass assassin. So there's so many problems with this film. First of all, there's zero character development. Like, why was Liam's son murdered? You don't really know. You don't know anything about this kid. You don't know anything at all about anyone. Why is Laura Dern in this film? She doesn't do anything. If you were
ladies and gentlemen, Laura Dern.
If you were annoyed by Laura in Star Wars,
how could you be? She was the bravest person in the film.
Yeah, well, why was she there?
To save everyone.
Couldn't we have gotten someone who was less Laura Dernish?
I know, right? Her presence is even more of a mystery in Cold Pursuit. You're
Was she like the wife or something? Who is she?
Yeah, she's his wife.
Well, then that's why she's in it.
Yeah,
she's a wife.
But she, like, literally is in one scene and then writes a note saying, I'm leaving you. I can't deal with the murder of our... Like, so dumb. It was so stupid.
Well, that's what
it's
she does.
It's so sad
she
when...
It's
so sad when someone is such a recognizable face that seeing them in a film or TV show completely throws people off. Like the time Ed Sheeran was in Game of Thrones.
That was awesome. I loved that.
That was the worst.
I mean,
I was like, oh my God, pop culture meets my favorite show. Great.
So to sum it all up, let me just say this. Many people consider Taken 2, Battleship, The Chronicles of Narnia to be Liam's worst movies. Well, we have a new number one. It's Cold Pursuit. This is the worst Liam Neeson film ever. I still think he's an amazing actor. I'm going to give the film one Persian rug. Marcus, you're aware of what Liam said.
Did you read all those quotes? Did you hear that?
Do you
that?
Have any thoughts?
What are your thoughts? Let's hear it.
Do we have enough time to do this right now?
I don't know.
Just one quick minute.
We should probably save it for the secret show. Listen.
We're not doing a secret show today.
Oh, okay. Well, then I agree with Vinny. I think the guy made a huge faux pas in telling that story publicly. But I also agree with the texter or the emailer in that we've just gotten to a point where anything anybody says, it's weird. Liberals are supposed to be people who are forgiving, and we want people to change and grow and be better. And then as soon as someone actually does it, they get crucified for admitting that they actually went through
that
process.
It's just the way he told it was. I'm with you. I actually think that is a great point. But just some of the way he described it, just like, why are you even telling
this?
Sure,
but
stop
it. I just think
that's, oh, my God. The chief says he was hunting a black bastard. That's how can you...
I get it. I get it from the standpoint, A, he's a guy who, I mean, he...
Say
I don't think he's aware as to how he sounds when he speaks in English to the American public. Those things probably mean nothing where he's from. It probably just rolls off a person's back out there.
Maybe. It's exhausting just thinking about this whole thing. Like, how am I supposed to feel about him now?
Exactly. It's exhausting. I just feel like we've gotten to the point where every single thing any person ever says ever is being overly scrutinized, and yet real issues are being ignored.
Oh, I'll give you that.
We want to be mad at Kevin Hart and Liam Neeson and all these other folks for stuff they said 10 years ago, 15, 20. Liam Neeson was in his 20s. You know how much crap I would have said when I was 20 years old?
No, he said this on Monday.
No, he said it on Monday, but it
about
happened
something
when he was
that
in his
happened.
20s.
Right.
This guy's 65 years old.
He should
old.
Have continued to not tell that story. I just hate, you know, it's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Here's the thing with me.
All right.
If I hear that story, I'm going, oh my God. The first thing I would think is, wow, dude, I'm glad you actually grew up and you changed.
Mm.
As opposed to, oh my God, 40 years ago, you wanted to hunt a black man. I want to know what happened. I want to know the context of all this stuff.
Let me read you a text real quick.
Okay.
510 wrote in, I'm a black person and I am not mad at what Liam Neeson said because he revealed the missing puzzle piece as to why so many innocent, unarmed black people are being murdered by police, security guards, neighborhood watchmen. Just because, just regular, everyday white people. So there's another person's opinion of how they saw that comment. I'm not saying this guy's right or wrong. I'm saying there are people who heard that and went, oh, right.
Sure. Yeah, who was the guy? Someone was getting out of a car. I can't think of who it was, but this guy's like, oh, well, welcome to my world. That's, you know, this is not new. He's just saying it out loud.
All yeah. right, everyone.
Okay.
Here's your review of a film called Arctic. This film stars Mads Mikkelsen. Now,
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah,
Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. Mads Mikkelsen.
Mikkelsen.
So everyone knows who.
Is that Mikkelsen?
It's Mikkelsen. Mikkelsen.
Mikkelsen.
Could it be Mikkelsen?
No, it's Mikkelsen.
Let's go Mikkelsen.
You've seen
Mads
his face.
Mikkelsen.
Yeah, okay, so everyone knows this movies. Guy. Oh, he yeah. is Character Felicity acting. Jones' father in Rogue One, Star Wars. He's the guy that built the Death Star.
Yeah, all right.
He was also the bad guy in Doctor Strange, and he was the bad guy in Casino Royale, the guy whose tears were blood.
Oh, Mark Mikkelsen.
Mads
Nippleson.
Mads Mikkelsen.
All right, and what movie are we talking about again?
Arctic.
Arctic.
Okay.
Pictures right here.
Oh,
you know him from Star Wars.
Can we just go and just give his name over and over again?
Casino Royale.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess so. He looks
Matt Mikkelsen. Got it.
So in this film, Mads is stranded in the Arctic after his airplane crashes.
Oh, that sucks.
In this 90-minute film, Mads gets to a point where he has to decide: is he going to die where his plane crashed?
Did he have a question?
Did he have a parka?
Well,
yeah,
I hope so.
Well, he had the right gear for the Arctic. So he has to decide in this film, is he going to die where his plane crashed, or will he embark on a deadly trek through the unknown in the hopes of finding a way off the Arctic? Marcus, how many words were spoken in this film?
Oh, wow. Very few. Very, very few.
I'd say about 10.
So you're telling me that the major decision he has to make is whether or not to leave the plane crash?
Yeah, well,
and how long does it take him to make that decision before he leaves on the dangerous track and doesn't just wait by the wreckage?
Something happens.
Well, do you have to tell what happened?
Oh, is there a Yeti?
I don't want to tell
it. Is there a Yeti?
No. This is an important story.
Fine, you said.
Anyway, so the guy, he's crashed. He's out there in the Arctic, and he sees a helicopter coming to rescue him.
What?
And the helicopter crashes.
And he's got to rescue the
woman. And this is the point I made in the film.
Oh, there's a woman on the thing? Yeah. That's great. Right. So do they fall in love and make love in the snow?
They do not.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is that point where the movie changes, because I think that before that instance, he's like, you know, I'm just going to sit here and whatever happens, happens. But there's this woman, there's this girl inside that crash who he helps, and he decides, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I can to save her life.
Oh. It gives him a reason to.
Why is there a girl on the plane? Like, what is was she?
She's
the
co-pilot.
Okay, so right. And she's the only one who lives. Isn't that convenient?
It's funny because at the end of the movie, there's like a screenplay written by him. Like, what did the guy write? He didn't write anything. The guy spoke 10 words. Marcus, how much do we know about Mads? How long has he been in the Arctic? How did his plane crash? What's his background?
No, we don't know any of those things.
Nothing.
Oh, what was he? We don't know what he was doing there?
Nope.
Was he on like some scientific?
It just opens with him crashed.
It opens with him.
You don't even get to see the crash?
No.
Are you kidding me? It opens with this dude crashed already?
Yeah,
you don't get to see like the drama of the like, oh, all my sensors are going crazy. And
it's not an action film. It's a character study.
Oh,
it
my
is.
God. Sounds great.
It's Mads is great. Anyway, Marcus, if you or I crashed in an isolated area, would we or you just figure out how to survive? Or would you have to know something about wilderness survival? Have you thought
about
this?
Quick.
You'd figure it out? Would you be able to figure it out, Sarah?
No.
I wouldn't be able to figure it out either.
Also, I wouldn't be there.
Sure about that?
Well, if your plane crashes.
Why am I over the Arctic?
You know, it could be any snowy place.
So that's where United
wanted to
fly. Doesn't
have to be the Arctic.
All right.
I didn't see the film, but I do believe this.
What?
Humans have the weird... Actually, everything alive has the weirdest drive to stay that way.
Yeah. Yep.
So while you may... Not everyone would figure it out. I bet there's certain smart people who would be like, yeah, I'm going to figure it out because I'm certainly not dying.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Considering there's no dialogue... And it's pretty much just one actor, and it's cold, and it's seemingly hopeless. Was this film still engaging?
Absolutely. It was definitely engaging.
You loved it. Oh, you guys loved this movie.
Well, this is interesting because I don't ever need to see it again.
Mm. Okay. I feel like I already don't need to see it.
But while it was on, I was completely into it. Mm. Completely. You know what? It would be great to watch on a Sunday afternoon or a Sunday night when you're just doing nothing. You just turn it on and veg out and watch this film. Mm. It really is engaging, but I don't need to see it again, ever.
All right, so survival movies have been around for decades, and I'm going to ask you what survival film is better. Arctic, the movie with Mads Mikkelsen, or Castaway?
Oh.
Castaway.
Yeah, Castaway is great.
Arctic or The Gray, Liam Neeson movie, where the wolves are
the
hunting
wolves
him.
Thing?
Oh, I hated that movie.
All right, so Arctic is better than...
Yeah,
boy,
sure.
Liam just isn't winning today.
No.
Arctic or The Revenant.
Oh,
The Revenant is amazing.
Revenant is a great movie.
And one last one. Arctic or The Martian? Matt Damon.
The Martian, I liked a lot.
Yeah,
I liked a lot.
So Arctic is, you know...
Arctic or Friday the 13th.
Oh, he wouldn't know. He's never looked at
Arctic
Friday the 13th.
Or Gilligan's Island.
There you go.
Oh. Arctic or Snow Dogs.
I love Snow Dogs.
I know.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I know.
Have you seen that?
No.
You should watch that.
I probably have seen it, actually.
It's cute.
Although, maybe I just imagine I have because you've been talking about it for so long.
I really love it.
I'm surprised you like Snow Dogs. I don't know why.
I really love it.
That surprises me.
Sum it all up, let me just say this.
All right.
This is a 100% film festival movie. It's so artsy. Sure. Mads is a great actor.
He's an excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Is this one of those times where the sun never goes down? Because they're at the Arctic
Circle, he has to find shelter. Because
wait, you tell me there's a day and a night? That's wrong. There is no day and night. It's either all day or all night there.
Oh man.
Oh well.
No, it was definitely night. Well,
yeah.
Now that
the whole
thinking
time.
About it, wait,
should be the whole time.
I don't think we saw it because he goes into the cave, so we really don't know.
Oh, he's in a cave. Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, he has to. Well, I don't know. It seems The sun sets for like 3 or 4 hours a day, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it barely creeps over the horizon on the days. No, and on the Arctic Circle, there are periods of no sun for months.
I have a feeling he was.
Are you even going to watch this?
No.
I have a feeling he's
wandering
in the center of the Arctic. I think he's like on the outer edge of the Arctic.
All right.
I feel like it's fine to make sure it's scientifically accurate. Way to go, Sarah.
I don't think so.
Like to have things be accurate.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Like
the Queen movie.
Sex and nitpick.
All right,
if you're bummed out about your life, go see this film. This guy has a real problem.
Oh my God.
This is a real problem.
You think you've got problems. You don't have problems.
No, no. I feel the exact opposite. If you're bummed out about your life, this is going to be the thing that pushes you over the cliff.
Oh, no. You're saying.
You watch this, and you'll find yourself hanging from a shower rod.
Oh, my God, what are you saying?
No, you're going to find yourself hanging from showers. I'm going to give it no shower rods. 3 3/4 Persian rugs.
Oh, 3 3, that's not bad.
Oh,
like
yeah,
it.
Really?
What do you give it?
2.5 Aussies.
Oh, no. You don't give it a thumbs up, you give it a thumbs down?
Not a thumbs down, just a,
It has to be 3 or above to be a thumbs up.
No, it doesn't.
Just so you know.
It's not a thumbs up or a
Marcus
thumbs down.
Marcus just gave it a thumbs down.
It's a 2.5.
And
right in the middle, baby.
Talked about
who, man?
Rods.
Get ready to
breaking
thank
news.
Your best friends.
What happened?
Moana Lani.
Yeah.
Just from this photo shoot you're in.
One
the
of
hot
the 10
chick
most
in the
eligible single
middle.
People.
Right.
Yeah.
Mentioned us in a comment on Instagram.
Nice.
She liked our picture, you and me, the headshot you did.
Oh.
Thanks for the shout out, Clarky Clark, Vin Hassan, and Human TV. Caught the tail end. You guys made my day.
Vinny wants you to date her so bad.
No chance. Sorry.
Oh, she would say no?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to go with who.
She would say no, or is he going to say no?
Yeah, I know her.
What? Yeah, I know her too.
Oh,
I know half the people.
Chick?
Yeah,
I've known her for like 17 years.
I think she used to work here at
Alice.
Did.
She worked here in
2002. What? Yeah. Moana Lani worked here?
Sarah, are you serious?
Yeah.
She was here like 2002. We've all known her for like 17 years.
I wasn't here in 2002. We all know that.
What did she do?
She was sales.
I do not know her.
Great lady. Awesome lady.
Is she?
Yeah.
I know. She is. I know.
She's awesome.
How is this just coming up now at 9:29?
I don't know.
Why
because
did
you just mention it?
Do you remember her, Yuzi?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember her at all.
Well, she's the hottest lady in the photo shoot that Hooman did for the Knob Hill Gazette.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
And now's your chance, Hooman.
Yeah, go get
yourself.
Hooman,
you gotta take your shots.
Slide it in.
No, get to the top, gonna slide it in.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you very much to Marcus Osborne for coming by today. It's nice to see him in the movie review. Hooman lives for it, as you're well aware, I'm sure. Yuzi, you did a great job today.
Thank you.
I love when you laugh at something that I say, and then I go, oh my God, I said something
funny. It's
funny.
It's so funny.
Oh, yay, I'm going to keep going with it until it's dead. That's what I do.
Right.
Vinny, squeeze. You were extra handsome today. What do they say? You look virile.
And
hunky.
I don't know.
And hunky. Yeah, I think hunky.
Was it hunky?
Yeah,
or they were trying to say chunky.
Or chunky, and it came out hunky. Mm.
Chunky and... Mm. and
anyway, super. Hopefully we can get... I mean, I can't believe it, but the best-looking lady from the ad, or what was that? A story?
Yeah, just in the feature.
In the Knob Hill Gazette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The best-looking lady likes Hooman.
Yeah.
I think.
And apparently, we used to work with her, and none of us remember her.
You know what? Sad. I take exception to that. I was not here. If I was here physically, I was not here entirely in 2002.
Yeah. Mentally. Well,
I think I was long gone by 2002.
I think you left in April of 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So why would you know her?
Yeah.
It's really, I'm the one with no excuse.
Right.
Yeah. You don't talk to anybody.
I don't talk to anyone, and also my memory is gone. So Moana Lani. I feel like I'd remember the name Moana Lani, though. Maybe she just went by Lani
Strong,
or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, I think someone said on text she goes by Moana.
Oh, Moana.
Yeah.
Well,
she may
have
changed that now. That's become a big name, Moana.
It's pretty.
Well, anyway, it sounds like our Hooman's got a shot.
Yeah.
With the cutest girl there. I like that other girl, though. Masa or something her name was?
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, she's cute.
Well,
anyway, if you have a second, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We put up a couple things today that are really fun. There's like a really cute Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds piece, and then we actually have a link to the Knob Hill Gazette. And then all of that aside, sweep that off the desk. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
And we are going to have a great time. Have a wonderful Thursday. Enjoy the sunshine. This may be the last you see of it for a while. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow morning when
Thank
we celebrate.
You.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.